There's an executive MBA student in London named Akinsola, and she says, "What is your advice to aspiring leaders on how to influence external stakeholders to buy into major changes that are not beneficial to any of those external parties?"
Well, I think you've put a real challenge there. I mean, I think the what not to do is just tell them that they have to change and expect that they will. That's not going to work. I think, first of all, I guess the first answer I have in that question, or the first thought I have in that question is, if they don't know why they should change, you've got a challenge. So I would spend some time on looking for a connection of relevance. Why is this change relevant to them? If they don't see it potentially impacting their future, their livelihood, the livelihood of their customers, why would they care? So first you have to answer that question, why do I care? And assuming you've answered that, it's a vision of a story, something that's close to home, then I think you have to immerse them in one possible future scenarios of how this might play out. Create experiences. Can you bring your customers together to hear these sparks from the outside, who explain to them how this might unfold, who use metaphors and say, hey, this maybe happened in the beer business, but look, we think it's going to happen in the beauty business, and here's why. And then you're just continuing to keep coming back to them with new stories, new evidence, new ways for them to experience this change that may be unfolding so that they can make it real themselves.
In other words, storytelling is strategy.
Is strategy, and also you're creating a surround sound of activity and evidence, the story and the evidence for them to see the change and then find the way to make sense of it in their own way.
There's an MBA student named Yu Takai in Dubai who has this question. Yu says, "To overcome our fear of uncertainty, international travel is another action we can take, not only for change, but also for better understanding of today's world. Which city, country, or region would you like to visit the most at this moment and why?"
Oh, I love that question. And I'm so cheering you on. We need more people with that perspective, which is just make room for discovery. If you have a business trip and you can only carve out an hour to go find something new in that location where you are. Learn something, order something different on a menu, ask someone what they like to do. My answer, I travel a ton, and I traveled a ton in the course of my career. I got to visit most every major region of the world. For me, the place I like to travel is where I haven't been yet. I haven't spent enough time in, I've only been to Northern Africa. I haven't spent enough time in kind of the major parts of Africa. That's the place I want to discover. I'm right now gearing up to go discover, I'm going to go do a trip to India. In February, and I've been to India in the past from business, but I'm going to go explore parts. India is such a broad, dynamic country. I can't wait to go explore new parts of it.
Is it more for like a, as a cultural vacation or something to just stimulate ideas for you?
A little bit of both. I'm going to do part of my book tour there, so I've got a business reason, but I'm going exactly to what you said to really kind of stimulate my senses. Explore new ways of thinking, and really try to give myself some space to connect some new dots.
We have one more question from Markesh Shah, who is an MBA student in Dubai also. And this is relating to your role at Nike on the board of directors there. Markesh says, "Regarding the Nike Pro Hijab, the recent innovation by Nike, these days in some countries like France and Austria, there's a national ban on wearing veils in public places and a partial ban in most of Europe. What are your views towards the success of this product in this uncertain, controversial market? Also, what are the reasons behind launching this kind of innovation as no competitors like Adidas have done this yet?"
Yeah, I love that question too. I think a very, I look, I not just because I serve on the Nike board, but I think Nike gets a lot of good marks these days as having brand courage. And I think that's something that every company needs to think about. It's the courage to serve markets where you know there's a need, even if it's controversial. And Nike knows their consumers really well. They realized they had consumers that wanted to work out, but wanted to cover their heads. They had women who wanted to do that, and they felt it was an unserved consumer that they wanted to be there for. And it was controversial, but they persevered. Similarly, you've seen it in the U.S. with what they've done with, Colin Kaepernick ad, really showing sports as a mechanism for social justice. And I think in today's world, brands must have courage for the simple reason that they know what their consumers care about. They know they have a point of view, that the brand has a point of view in the market, that they can make things better, and they have to stand up for it. It means you have to be able to weather some criticism, but you've done your homework and you know what's important to you. You know what's important to your consumers, and you persevere.